The decision to keep students at home was made by the coalition of six counties that have been working together since the start of the shelter-in-place ordinance. They include Alameda, Contra Costa, Marin, San Mateo, Santa Clara, and San Francisco. More than 800,000 kids are enrolled in schools in those counties. While the choice to keep campuses closed was made in concert, the way districts are conducting distance education has varied widely. Some have issued homework, while others have made it optional. Some teachers have adapted to lead online classrooms, but others struggle with the technology. And some kids don't have access to tech at all. Alameda County Superintendent of Schools L. Karen Monroe said the ripple effects could be severe. She said, quote, "Asking parents and caregivers to take on the daunting task of supporting learning experiences on top of their needs that many of our families have to continue their own work responsibilities or to ensure their bills can be paid adds even more stress to everyday home life," unquote. I'm living that myself, with a wife and two kids who are all part of the San Francisco Unified School District. My son, Kyle, was looking forward to graduation in June when the coronavirus crisis struck. Now, his hope to go back to school is gone.
That sucks, especially being a senior, but I think everyone is sacrificing something, so let's just all do our part and we'll get through this together.
In San Francisco, I'm Ben Trefney for KALW News.